Dear Marion and Bob and Vicky, and to all the gathered family and friends, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. When I was visiting her on Sunday afternoon, Marion said to me, "Well, I guess it's going to take a while to believe that he's gone." I thought about that on the drive home, and I realized she's right. It is going to take quite a while. In fact, I believe it'll take till we see him again in glory. Now, I know that it's true that he's gone, that he is in heaven with his Lord. But my problem is I just don't want to believe it. I don't want to think that it's true. His smile and his laugh, his way of talking, these are things that I'll miss. It makes me angry, quite frankly. Angry and sad. Angry that death still separates us and pulls us apart. We should be angry at death. Death is never wanted nor welcomed. It's not why God created us or what he made us for. It looks like death has won. Don is laying here in this box, and he's not sitting with us in the pew. But the chosen verses today out of Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 puts the lie to death. We are saved. That is, we are rescued forever out of the clutches of eternal death and damnation. We are in no fear or danger of ever being separated from God. Now, when it says in verse 8 that you have been saved, there's a construction there in the Greek wording that tells us that it's an action that has begun and that it never ends. It never ends. You didn't do this. This saving is God's action. It has been done, accomplished by God at your conversion and by his grace and promise. His saving never comes to an end. And that promise is ours by God's gift of grace alone. We are protected. We are protected under God's mercy by the gift of faith. It's a faith that Don possessed. And as we all do, by what God in Jesus Christ has done. Yet look at what death has done here. It looks like death has won. It looks like death has defeated faith. But no, death has lost because Don now no longer needs faith. Don now has. He now possesses what he hoped in. He has eternal life in Jesus Christ right now. He would want you to know that. And that by grace through faith, you also, right now, like we talked about earlier, right now and forever possess that gift. That's because it's not from you, but from God who never lies, who never fails to deliver on what he promises. It looks like death has won, just like it did when Jesus was put to death on the cross that Good Friday. But it just isn't so because of the victory of Jesus Christ over death that we celebrated just a few months back at Easter. Jesus Christ, through his death on the cross and his triumphant Easter resurrection, has gained a victory that never fades, spoils, or perishes. Jesus, for us and for the world, went through death, not around it. He didn't skirt it. He didn't simply swoon on the cross. Jesus took death, all of it, into his body. And as he died, he bore death's pangs and its power. He took it all. And then death lost. Death lost. Death lost in the Easter victory of Jesus' resurrection. It's an eternal victory. Hear that? It's an eternal victory. It never diminishes or loses its power. And that victory is God's gift to us. It was a gift that Don knew and held dear. When we consider these words, we have to remember, as one author I read said, that a gift is not what one works for. It is never earned. In fact, a true gift is never even deserved. And never has there been a truer gift than the gift of salvation. It is the one gift that really and truly keeps on giving. Still, it looks like death is won. But by the gift given to Don by the Word of God and through the sacraments, death again loses. The gift of salvation since his baptism has been Don's all his life. And as we said before, Don no longer has the need of faith. When God called him to his heavenly home on Sunday morning, Don moved beyond the confines of earth. And now lives in the presence of what he hoped in and had faith in. And so the gift of faith that God gave to Don and that he trusted in all his life has found its completeness and is now fulfilled for him in the presence of Jesus Christ. Often at Christmas time, people wonder what gift to give someone who they think has everything. I remember an episode of the sitcom Frasier. And one of the things that happens is Frasier and his brother Niles try to outdo and outspend each other in getting the best birthday gift for their dad. Well, the perfect gift isn't something that you can buy. It isn't something for yourself or done by anyone else on earth. In verse 9, it says that God's gift of salvation is not by works, so that no one can boast. This perfect gift of salvation is what God alone has given. There is nothing any of us can do. There is nothing you can accomplish or succeed at that will make God love you any more than he already does. You can add nothing to salvation or help yourself to be qualified to enter into heaven. If you think you're doing all right with God and that you've earned enough points with him so that he'll really let the bad stuff slide, you're dead wrong. And that is how death tries to win. The devil tries to make you think your salvation is up to how good you are, how good you make yourself. But thanks be to God, God alone gives us the perfect gift of salvation by grace, through faith, in the complete work of Jesus Christ. Jesus is our victory. Jesus is Don's victory. Again, Marion on Monday told me that she wouldn't wish Don back as he was because he would continue to suffer. So, we rejoice in his full and complete recovery and restoration to perfect health in God's perfect gift of salvation. Soon we will go to lay Don's body to rest with all the saints who have preceded him in death, knowing that at the return of Christ, he will rise, and we will join him in the presence of Jesus. In Christ's victorious name we pray. Amen.